masked savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I am your host, Zainab. Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, said, "The man who does not know the Imam of his time will die the death of an ignorant." But in this program, we try to make sure that you get the maximum information about the Imam of your time so that we do not die the death of an ignorant. Today, to discuss about Mehtaviyat, to discuss more on du'as, we have with us in studio Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming, sir. So, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, the one who recites du'a ahad, he, even if he dies, he'll get revived and will be among the army of Imam Mehdi ajallahu ta'ala faraja. I wanted to ask you, let's expand this du'a, du'as about Imam Mehdi, starting from the same du'a.
Sure. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Du'a al-Ahd is one of the most famous du'as and prayers and supplications related to Imam Mehdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. Talking about the books quoting this du'a, first of all, it's been quoted from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, and it's been quoted by great Shia scholars like Sayyidina Tawus in Misbah al-Zair, Ibn al-Mashari in Al-Mazar al-Kabir, Al-Kaf'ami in Al-Misbah, and also in his Al-Balad al-Amin, and of course Allama Majlisi in Bihar al-Anwar and Zad al-Ma'ad. So first of all, when we see that a supplication has been quoted by all these great scholars in their books, it means that at least it is a sign, an indication that they believed in this du'a as one of the authentic prayers. Talking about the content of du'a, of course, I will talk about that in detail, but to have a general picture out of this du'a, it's mainly about the, first of all, the salam, the greetings from the person reciting du'a and all the people throughout the world to Imam Mehdi alayhi salam. Then in this du'a, we review our covenant with the Imam. And of course, there are some Islamic beliefs like the concept of raj'a, which is somehow proved according to this du'a. Inshallah, I will talk about the content in detail. Now, you refer to the narration of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Let me share this narration in its complete form. According to Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, if a person recites this du'a for 40 consecutive days, yes, in the morning, then he will be, or she will be, one of the supporters and soldiers and helpers of Imam Mehdi alayhi salam after his reappearance. Not only that, if he or she dies before the reappearance of the Imam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise them after the reappearance of the Imam so that they are able to help the Imam.
All right, so this does not go waste that one recites du'a ahad for 40 consecutive days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revives that person and brings him in the army of Imam Zaman ajallahu ta'ala faraja. Dr. Karimi, I'll be back after a very short while. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio. Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. We are talking about the du'as related to Imam Mehdi, Ajallah Ta'ala Faraja, and Dr. Karim is with us, who is giving us the content of du'a ahad. Yes, Dr. Karim.
Yeah, in that narration, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam refers to one of the great blessings and rewards for the people reciting du'a al-ahd. And as Shia, all of us, we are expecting the day, we are expecting the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And which blessing is more than being in the army of the Imam to help the Imam?
Yes.
And many people may get disappointed when, anyway,
they kind of like are towards the end of their life and they feel like Imam did not reappear and I may not be among his soldiers.
Yeah, of course, we need to be hopeful for every
So there is this hope.
But at least there is a hope. There is a way. We do believe in the concept of Raj'a. The verses of the Quran prove that it is possible for some people to pass away in this world and then be revived by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have the case of Prophet Uzay. We have the case of some people from Bani Israel who passed away and then they were revived. And we have a very clear verse which says that on the day in which we will gather from each nation some people. So it's not referring to the Day of Judgment for sure.
Right.
Because on that day, all the people will be revived. So this is one of the explicit verses about the concept of Raj'a. And of course, many narrations. So one of the ways through which we can be hopeful to be among the helpers of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is to recite this dua for 40 consecutive days. Of course, with some conditions, and one of the main important conditions is that we need to think about the dua that we are reciting and act upon it, because we are, as I mentioned, reviewing our covenant with the Imam. We are making a new covenant on a daily basis, which requires that we take care of our actions. In this narration, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam also says that not only these people will be revived, also, for each word of this dua that the person recites, 1,000 rewards will be written for him or her, and 1,000 acts of sin will be erased from their books of deeds. So this is the famous narration of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam about this dua, Dua al-Ahd.
All right.
I would like to just read some parts of this dua in Arabic so that our dear listeners can have a kind of, general picture out of this dua. We begin like saying, Allahumma Rabban Nur al-Azim, O Allah, the Lord of the Great Light. Now, to begin this dua with Allahumma, and of course, the great majority of our supplications begin with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is very interesting.
That's really
And amazing. Also the text of Ziyarat, the pilgrimage of the infallibles. So it has a very big message.
Yes.
For all the people that even if you're going to talk to your imam, even if you were going to visit the imam, begin...
First thank Allah.
Exactly. And That's address so... Allah to mention that we do not believe in these holy personalities as independent beings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's really proving a very great point over here. Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. I have with me Dr. Karim in the studio, who is talking about du'as related to Mahdawiyat. And today we're expanding the du'a ahad. Yes, Dr. Karim.
As I mentioned before the break, in du'a al-ahd, we begin by, addressing
Praising
the name of Allah.
Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma. So some of the people who are anti-Shia, they accuse Shia of, polytheism. And one of the reasons for them is these ziyarat and these du'as. But the point is that, as I mentioned, almost in all the cases, these ziyarat begin with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in du'a tawassul, the most famous du'a for tawassul, we begin by mentioning the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it has a very clear message for all the people, even for the Shia, that you shouldn't go to extreme.
Yes.
Although you are visiting this, holy imam, be it the martyred imam or the imam of the time, you shouldn't forget the status.
Even the imams are servants of Allah.
Exactly, that's the point.
Rest.
In some du'as we are, and some ziyarat we are, required to mention and repeat Allahu Akbar, for example, for 100 times.
Yes.
Which means Allah is the great or
Allah
greater.
Is the greatest of all.
Again, referring
Allah
to the same point.
Allah is the ultimate
point.
Power, actually.
That's the point. So, although we are, because in all these ziyarat, we are admiring the imam,
yeah.
the imams, and we mentioned the characters and features, but we shouldn't forget the fact that
we
Allah is the greater.
Allah.
Allahu Akbar. So in Dua al-Ahd also we mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with different titles like Rabb al-Nur al-Azim, the Lord of the Great Light, Rabb
yes.
al-Kursi al-Rafi'a, the Lord of the Elevated Throne. Of course, all these phrases are in need of explanation. Wa Rabb al-Bahr al-Masjur, the Lord of the Swollen Ocean. Wa Munzil al-Tawrat wal-Injil wal-Zabur, referring to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who revealed the Torah, the Gospel and the Psalms. وَرَبَّ الظِّلِّ وَالْحَرُولِ, Lord of the Shade and the Heat. وَمُنْزِلَ الْقُرْآنِ الْعَظِيمِ, Allah also is the revealer of the great Qur'an. And it continues with different titles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the next part, when we want to send our blessings to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, again we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do that. Allahumma balligh Mawlana al-Imam al-Mahdi. Oh Allah, you please convey to our master Imam al-Mahdi the guide, and then we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send our greetings. Again,
yes, we are consistently talking actually about Tawheed in everything.
Exactly. Another interesting point is that we are very generous in dua. We are not that selfish to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that please send my blessing to Imam. No. From whom? عن جميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات. Oh Allah, send our and convey our salam to the Imam. On behalf of all the believing men and women.
Wow.
In my region, no. في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها, in the east and the west of the earth. سهلها وجبلها, in the plains or mountains. وبرها وبحرها, lands and seas. وعني وعن والدي, finally I come to myself. So I began by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send blessing on behalf of all the people, all the believers in every corner
so
of the world.
So you're actually taking away in the second part of the dua, you're putting your self-centric part aside
mm-hmm.
and beginning with the we, like on you're starting dua on behalf of the people living in the east, living in the west,
That's
living
the
in
point.
The lands, living in the seas.
Yeah, and finally we say on my behalf and my parents, and then we mention min as-salawat, convey to him blessings that are
adverted
as Allah's throne. And then we come to the part when we, somehow update, if we put it in this way, our covenant with the Imam. Allahumma inni ujaddidu lahu fi sabihati yawmi hadha. And this is the practical message of this dua. And this is the way that this dua can, change our attitude toward the life. The fact that every day, early in the morning, we remember that there is a covenant between me and the Imam, and on a daily basis, we are ujaddid, we are updating, we are reviewing that covenant again. So in this part of the dua, we say that Allahumma inni ujaddidu lahu fi sabihati yawmi hadha. Oh Allah, I update to him in the beginning of this day and throughout the days of lifetime a pledge, a covenant, an allegiance to which I commit myself and from which I neither convert nor change. So this is another part of dua in which we, as I mentioned, update the covenant with the Imam. And then in the next part, there are some supplications and prayers that I think we need to talk about that in the following session.
In the another session, inshallah, because our time is getting over. Dear listeners, if you want to listen to this program again, you can log on to parstoday.com, go to Call of Islam, and find an archive of all the programs getting broadcasted from IRIB English Radio. Meanwhile, if you had any suggestions, any questions, you can simply just feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Thank you so much for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.